Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Winnipeg filmmaker Guy Maddin is known for his tales of twisted nostalgia's eerie retakes of Canadian history and comical melodramas done in new interpretations of archaic film styles. His amazing movies include Tales from the Gimli Hospital, The Saddest Music in the World, and the semi-documentary My Winnipeg. He's one of the few directors that can make an arty film using experimental techniques that's also totally enjoyable and often very funny. Right now, he's in Quebec bringing together live performances, interactive video, and bilingual silent filmmaking in a very unusual way. He's currently shooting 12 movies in 13 days with the NFB and the Centre Phi in a project known as Seances, and I have Guy Maddin by telephone from Montreal to help guide us through the smoke and mirrors.
Hi there. Thanks for that introduction. Very sweet.
Thank you. So tell me, 12 movies in 13 days with 60 actors, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's not very snappy, is it? I wanted to shoot 12 movies in, or 13 movies in 13 days, but one of the movies is, just had me so excited about getting it done right that I decided to take 2 days for it. So our Madison Avenue slogan is 12 movies in 13 days. Well, what I'm doing is reimagining long-lost films. 80% of all silent movies made in Hollywood have been lost for a very long time. They were either thrown out by the studios or just were clearing out shelf space for the next year's product, or they were just lost to poor storage conditions or shipping mistakes, or sometimes they were just destroyed in at bonfire picnic, you know, staff picnic bonfires, or dumped in the ocean. Regardless, lots of movies are lost, and for other filmmaking countries, the ratio is even higher. And in the first decade or two of since the invention of cinema, almost every country in the world had a film industry before power was consolidated in Hollywood. London, Paris, Berlin, and a few other places. And almost all the films made in those countries from the first few decades are lost. And it sort of haunts me that there were great directors, household names like Alfred Hitchcock, Fritz Lang, and almost household names, F.W. Murnau, people of that generation that were working in the silent period and into the talking pictures period, all have at least one lost movie, and in some cases as many as 10. And that if you love these filmmakers and you want to see all their work, you can't. And so years ago, I kind of glibly decided that if I couldn't see them, well, the best I could do is read synopses of them and try to imagine what they looked like, occasionally look at some still photos that survived. But I thought that if I really wanted to see them, the only way I'd be able to do it is if I made them myself. Listen, Paris a few years ago. I'm lucky I have good distributors in Paris, and they bring me over there often. I noticed that if you go to a movie, the movie times are listed in the paper as seances. The word seance just means seating. A seating in the dark, it turns out. And so the seance evolved to mean a paranormal seating in the dark here in North America and in France. It means, just a movie screening. And here in Quebec, it means a really dull meeting.
Oh.
Like a bureaucratic tête-à-tête of some sort.
So we're not talking Ouija boards or psychics.
Who knows? Yeah, I think maybe a dull meeting could be spruced up with one. But I thought I would just play with the dual meaning of a seance. I thought that there was a lot in common between a so-called paranormal seance, and I don't believe in those things at all, and a movie screening. Namely, it's people gathering in the dark to sit down and watch something that they want to believe in, even though they know it's not true. And they want to be taken away and enchanted. And at the end of the experience, when the lights go on, you decide whether you were enchanted or not. And you decide whether the medium or the director was worthy of, you know, some regard or not. And in both cases, the medium and the filmmaker are complete charlatans. Even documentary filmmakers are somewhat charlatans. They'd admit it themselves. So I thought, since film is such a public thing, and seances tend to be private, nocturnal, dark things, that I would mix the two and just hold seances in public, spiritual seances, to invite the sad, sad souls of lost films who are just wandering the landscape of film history, unable to project themselves for the people who might enjoy them. and invite these spirits to possess the actors I've gathered around a table every morning. And in Paris, when I shot, I had some of the great Parisian-based actors, Charlotte Rampling, Mathieu Amalry, Geraldine Chaplin came in, some really cool people, Maria de Medeiros, an old friend, and Udo Kier came over from Palm Beach, or Palm Springs, wherever he is. And I'm sorry, I'm tired right now. And we channeled all sorts of films there, and you know, now we're doing the same with stars from the Quebecois system. It's fantastic. I'm at lunch break right now with Roy Dupuis.
Oh.
We're shooting a film with Clara Fury, a rising, young, really exciting starlet. And we're shooting a lost film that's so lost, I can't even find really any records of it. One of my favorite writers, Joseph Roth, writes about it in his diary and gives an elaborate plot description, but I haven't been able to find any record of it or who directed it or anything. It's called The Red Wolves. Hmm. And we're directing it starring Clara Fury and Roy Dupuis. And it's strange. Shooting in public. It's a lot of fake snow today, so I'm completely encrusted in freeze-dried potato flakes. It's also very hot and humid, and so they've turned into mashed potatoes on me. So I smell nauseatingly edible at the moment. I'm so glad. This is just a phoner.
So you're doing these live performances, and
yeah,
you're filming
in public
them.
At the Centre Phi, the Phi Center, and like the Greek letter, Phi, P-H-I. It's fantastic. New institution here.
So are the live performances grist for the mill of a future movie, or are you more documenting the live performances on the stage?
We are doing it in public so that anyone can watch. We're filming them just like a spirit photographer would have filmed those trumped-up seances in the 1920s. Still photographs is what were always taken, but I'm using motion picture cameras. And we're editing them all up and into little fragments of the original of the script, and we're loading them into a website hosted by the NFB, a really complicated website, which will enable anybody online to participate in their own seances with lost cinema from all over the world. Films, it was really intriguing. So when the project is finished, you can just go to our website. And you can wait for a couple other people in far-flung places on the globe, and a seance will start. It's not up yet. No, we got to finish shooting all these things. And I'm going to shoot next year in New York as well. So I got to do quite a bit. It'll start going up about a year from now. So it's just like you're talking to a movie director in the middle of shooting, so it'll still be months away before it's done. But when it is done, its main platform will be a website. But to secure funding, it has to be considered a feature film as well, so I will be performing at film festivals, feature-length nights worth of seance entertainment, where I'll be contacting spirits and projecting whatever whatever they come up with. The actors are sort of possessed by the spirits of the movies, that's the conceit of it, and compelled to act out their long-forgotten plots. And so, you know, we get these actors sort of groping their way through dimly remembered storylines, or completely forgotten storylines of lost movies. It's really intriguing because there was an unbelievable array of strange ideologies, beliefs, not just old-fashioned ones, but so-called progressive eugenics beliefs, all sorts of marginalized people whose movies were lost because they were marginalized, African-Americans, First Nations people. The Khmer Rouge wiped out Cambodian cinema in the 1970s. Destroying not just the movies, but murdering the directors. We do our own sort of adaptations, dreamy adaptations of them, and then in the final website, they start these film spirits, these fragments that I've shot and will have edited, start overlapping with each other and forming their own kind of delirious, unhappy, non sequitur combinations with each other. And each film seance is a unique sitting. No combination of films conversing within films will ever be repeated. Not even once.
So. Sounds spooky.
Yeah, it's, you know, once you start thinking of these films as spirits or as dreams, and it really seems like the actors, when they're performing these long-forgotten stories, are actually dreaming them. It actually does. It's very enchanting to visit the set. It's very odd. And then just to see the very simple movie magic, the very simple charlatan tricks that we use is kind of dull thing to watch, and when there's a public there, I like it. It makes me pick up the pace a little bit, keep things interesting.
Well, thanks for speaking with me, Guy.
Oh, my pleasure, and thanks for your interest. I hope I get a chance to talk to you again when the project's finished.
So for sure.
Remember and look it up. So, but thanks for checking me out.
Thank you, and you can see Guy Benton's free performances of Seance right now in Montreal at the Centre Phi through July 20th. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CIUT 89.5 FM, and my website, culturalmining.com.